Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. I'm absolutely grateful that we're not superstitious. It is indeed Friday the 13th. Wow, November Friday the 13th in the year of our Lord, 2015. This, ladies and gentlemen, is hour one of two. And our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We also believe the checks and balances inspired by the Almighty, put in place by the founders. Absolutely brilliant. That's why we don't need a revolution, but a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. No doubt, in order, to say the least. All right, Kirk Crosby with me. Welcome, sir. All right, we'll have to catch Kurt on the flip side. Fox Business sets record for viewers with the debate, it turns out. I guess they had 13.5 million viewers. The viewership was a standout for the network that has had, I guess, they had 23 million in the other debates. I guess they had 23 million on Fox and CNN. That's interesting. You got Fox Business and Fox News. Fox News has way more viewerships than the Business Channel. Kurt rhetorically asks, do you trust the lamestream press and their ratings systems? Sam takes off the gloves, goes after the mainstream media. Cord cutters are intentionally cut off from the debates by the lamestream yesteryear media. We talked about that the first and the second hour of yesterday's show. Sam and Kirk continue to set the record straight regarding the bogus press. Media graveyard newspapers are down 80%. Hard news in danger, they say. I guess Vizio smart TVs tracking viewers' watching habits to work with advertisers. In other words, they're spying on everybody. Yeah, they say their new tracking tactics will increase profit margins. They say they'll be able to provide highly specific viewing behavior with increased accuracy on a massive scale. That just proves the current rating systems don't work then, doesn't it? JCPenney settles for $50 million in a suit claiming false advertising. We also talked about Japan's dainty geisha girls. They're all involved in a fast food raid. They all want to, you know, the geisha girls are all dressed up, right? They're supposed to have conversations with men. I won't go further than that. Anyway, the bottom line is they go get in their Levi's and try to not look like who they are, and then they go get French fries and cheeseburgers and stuff and fast food raids. Wow, Latino groups offer $5,000 for calling Trump a racist on Saturday Night Live. Don't know why you'd ever pay somebody to call somebody a racist. Wouldn't that be racist? Just wondering. They say the Trump way on immigration suits Republicans. What do you think is kind of the ultimate question and analysis? That's a recap of the broadcast that took place just yesterday. Available on LibertyRoundtable.com, on demand to listen anytime you fancy. All right, without further ado, that's a recap of yesterday's show brought to you by ThePowerMall.com. When you want to do business with the good guys, think ThePowerMall.com. All right, it is a freedom-loving, fantastic Friday. We've got former Sheriff Richard Mack with us. Hello, Richard.
Hey, Sam. Good morning, and thank you for having me on again.
You betcha. How did the scholars like last week, by the way?
They really loved it, and it caused a little bit of a stir in the school and in some of the classes about the fact that they were on the radio. So we have eight more excited to be on today.
Absolutely, and I hope it was a good stir around the school. I hope it was comfortable for everybody. And, you know, we try to do our very best to help people on the radio. We don't try to let people stumble. We try to make everything turn out wonderful. Speaking of that, students, scholars on the radio, we start out with Meg Price. Hi, Meg.
Hello.
Are you scared? You ready for radio?
I'm a little scared, but I think I'm good.
You're going to be all right, I promise. Now, you asked a very interesting question. You started out by saying, hey, are the founders' words written in hieroglyphics? Pretty interesting, because in modern day, I don't know that we can understand the English language as they did in yesteryear, huh?
Yeah, I think a lot of people today, they think that, like, the founding fathers' words are so old-fashioned that no one will ever be able to understand them, and they're not current and relevant to our day.
And you talk about they don't understand the vision for America either. There's one thing saying, hey, you know what, they can't even understand what they're reading. But two, they don't even catch the vision of America, you think?
Yeah, I believe that when you understand the vision our founders had for a nation, then the words are much easier to understand.
Now, you even continued and said education is the key to secure our liberty. How is being in Richard Mash class fit in?
I love history class. I love being able to study what has happened in our world and the people who are able to shape the reality that I live in today.
Now, you also quote Sam Adams. Is he your favorite founder?
He's one of them. My very favorite is his cousin, John Adams.
All right. My favorite's a guy by the name of John Glover. You don't even know who he is, do you?
Not yet.
All right.
Not yet.
You're going to learn. Good answer, by the way. Sheriff Richard Mash is going to have to learn about Mr. John Glover. There's a little tidbit about your Battle of Trenton and some of those other things where this guy named John fits in. But anyway, I digress. Another one of my favorites is a guy nicknamed the Swamp Fox. His real name was Francis Marion. And he's one of my favorite guys, too. Not to mention that dude named Nathaniel Gorham. See, most people don't know who he is either. But then again, I do this stuff for a living, and I enjoy the founders, and I enjoy what they stood for. How do you think we can help Americans catch the vision?
I think that people today need to be able to know that the founding fathers made a winning plan, that if we follow what they have outlined for our country, we'll be able to succeed, and then people will care. And once we get people to care, we can actually go and make changes to our country so we get back to where we're supposed to be.
Where's the blueprint?
The Constitution.
The Constitution for the United States of America. Does that include the Bill of Rights?
Yes, it does.
Whoa. Hey, what about that? Did you guys know that there's a preamble to the Bill of Rights? Are you aware of that? Preamble to the Bill of Rights. Most people don't even realize it exists. But it, in summation, says this, and I want your take on it because I think it's kind of the key to the exercise of what you're talking about when it comes to education and helping people catch the vision. What it basically says is, hey, there were so many founders when we signed the Constitution that felt that the federal government would get out of control that we had to write these following 10 things to make sure to put an extra check on the government. Now, I know it doesn't say that in modern, you know, English as I summarized it, but it basically says that. Sheriff?
Well, yes, of course, and I was familiar with that preamble, and we probably need to spend more time on it. So, Meg, remind me in class that let's do that.
I will.
And you know what? I know it's a very small introduction, if you will, or preamble, but it really, I mean, I think of it as, hey, there's really 11 Bill of Rights. The first one says, keep your hands off, and that's kind of the introduction and, or if you will, the preamble. So keeping your hands off of the following 10 things. And I know that's a simplistic view of it, but it kind of helps people understand the founders were that concerned, Meg.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Meg can give you the nickname that I've given you. I actually say something very similar, Sam, but I use only one word. What is my nickname for the Bill of Rights, Meg?
The Untouchables.
The Untouchables.
Oh, there you go, Meg. The Untouchables.
Yeah.
I like that. Now, let me ask you, what's your favorite thing you've done in class with a good sheriff?
Favorite thing was probably writing the report to give to you.
All right. Now, that's pretty cool. David Clark didn't even top that, huh?
He was very awesome, but I enjoyed being able to do some research.
We're just teasing. You know, it is fun to study the founders, and part of the catching the vision in my mind is learning who they were from a historical point of view, learning about their characters, understanding the difficulties they went through, because it makes you think, hey, man, I want to be a patriot pioneer also. I want to be like them. I want to have integrity or honor. I want to really stand for, and that's why I like Mr. Glover, because he was very concerned about the things that General George Washington asked him to do, and on a personal level, he thought it was crazy. But on a loyalty level, he said, I'm in, sir, all the way. And then his actions prove it. Anyway, you got to check out my buddy, General John Glover, and the Marblehead Regiment. I'll give you another little clue so you can find it in your historical meanderings or studies, if you will. Meg, if you could tell America anything in the world, what would you say?
I would say go back, learn and study from the founders. And when you know that, go and teach somebody else. Then we can change this country.
Amen to that. Meg, what's your favorite song?
Favorite song?
Yeah. Do you got a favorite song? Is it, would it be a rap song? Would it be, you know?
No.
Not rap.
Most likely it would be Defying Gravity from Wicked.
Define that. Now that's good. I like that. And I guess the question in America is gravity going to hold us together?
That's a good question.
What's the glue that will hold America together? Do you know? I'll give you a hint.
I want to hear your opinion on it.
It's the fam. It's the families, the fundamental unit of society. And if we have strong families, we'll have a strong nation. That's where it starts, Meg. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You bet. Back in seconds, another scholar takes to the airwaves.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Liberty Roundtable Live is brought to you by ThePowerMall.com. Do business with the good guys and thank Joyce Riley, ThePowerMall.com, for supporting Liberty Roundtable Live. Student scholars on the radio. Meg just chimed in and said, hey, folks, we got to have education. That's the key to the restoration. And she basically said, hey, you know what, folks, we got to catch the vision of America. And I'll tell you one of the best ways to do that is to just not get tied up in the date of the Treaty of Versailles and that kind of garbage, but just identify with the founders, read about them, learn about them, learn about their personal struggles and their lives. And pretty soon you want to be one of them in modern day. Former Sheriff Richard Mack is with us, his class of scholars on the radio with us as well. We jump, ladies and gentlemen, from a serious discussion to a serious discussion is what I would say. Alexis Wynn, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Hi, Sam Bushman. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Now, are you ready for radio? First off, are you superstitious?
I'm not superstitious.
All right, because you're going on radio on Friday the 13th. That's kind of rough. I almost busted out the Sammy Davis Jr. superstitious tune, but all right. You say you can't give up liberty for safety. Why not? People think they can have that. I mean, the government will help you, right? Right?
Well, the government says they can help you, but really they don't help you with anything. They, by taking away your rights is what they're doing to, quote unquote, protect you. And that doesn't help anybody.
Now, you went into an example in your oral dissertation presentation, and you said you compared it to a baby, right?
Yes, I did. I said that it's like putting the baby in the crib. Now, when the baby's in the crib, it's safe, but it can't, it's not free to move around or learn how to crawl or walk or anything, and that doesn't do anything for the baby except keep it caged.
So do we want to keep the baby caged?
No, we don't want to keep the baby caged, because if the baby can learn to walk, then it'll learn how to fall and learn from its mistakes and just get up and keep going again.
All right. You also brought up 9/11, so I liked your example because you used an analogy with the baby in the crib. You then used a modern-day example that I think has changed this nation for the worst forever. Since 9/11, government has violated our liberty in the name of security. And you mentioned, hey, it's not to be taken lightly, right?
No, it's not. It's absolutely not, because they're using a tragic example that devastated so many families as an opportunity to enforce TSA and gun control laws against terrorists to just restrict the liberty of American citizens.
Why do you think they would want to do that?
They're
just confused, or do they have an agenda?
I don't know if they have an agenda or not. I think that they're just doing whatever sounds good at the moment, to be honest. I don't think they're knowingly taking away liberty altogether, but just a little at a time until they have lots of control.
That's what Satan does there, ma'am.
Well,
right? Satan does that same thing. Maybe they're working for the wrong guy. I'm just saying.
Maybe.
You also mentioned, you know what? This is a serious issue, though. Just because you don't believe we should trade our security for liberty, you are saying it's a very serious issue, but they're going about it wrong. How should they go about it?
Well, they should go about it by, they should have the Americans defend, we should be defending ourselves. They should, we need to realize that our freedom is not something that's worth surrendering for safety. Because if terrorists do come in, they're going to be taking our liberty anyway. So it doesn't make any sense to take away liberty.
Yeah, it's kind of like, let me steal your liberty so the terrorists don't have anything to take, okay?
They don't. Well, right, but...
Yeah. And I think that goes back. I think that goes back a little bit to Alexis's analogy of them keeping us in the crib, and we can take care of ourselves if government will get out of the way and let us out of the crib. But the more they keep us in the crib, the more inept we're going to be, and the more dependent we are going to be on government. And Alexis really did a great report, and. I'll tell you right now, Sam, quite frankly, Meg and Alexis could take over your show and take over my class.
Well, we ought to let them try it one time. Hey, Alexis. So
yeah?
I want to give you a couple of tidbits that might help in your quest to understand in more detail the points that you make, because they're spot on, number one. And one of the things to understand is we have this mentality that we have to go all around the world and involve ourselves in everything. We've got to be the world's police, if you will. We've got to, you know, supposedly wage war to promote peace, which doesn't make any sense. We tend to have that attitude as if we're the top homogenous nation in the world. And the truth is the founders had a different view. And believe it or not, the view of General George Washington was to avoid foreign entanglements and to peacefully, diplomatically work with all nations. And the more freedom they embraced, the greater relationship we would have. But if they didn't embrace freedom, we wouldn't hostily attack them or anything like that, but that we would basically have really no engagement or no involvement with them. But then we would reward good behavior with interaction with the freest country, the strongest economic power, and the most peaceful nation in the entire world. And the whole goal was to set a beacon on a hill and set a standard under God that the world could look at, was kind of the idea of the founders. And so I think that's kind of the key to the success. And they basically put in the Constitution this idea that we could use mark and reprisal, that only Congress had the power to declare war. They did all that to set that bar incredibly high. And so I think one of the greatest keys to accomplish your goal of not trading security for liberty, but to be secure and enjoy liberty at the same time, would be to follow the supreme law of the land. I say law of the land to the T. And I think if we return to that, and if we have that humble foreign policy view that General George Washington had, the greatest general that I've ever read about, by the way, I think we could go a long way. What do you say?
I think it could, too, because, like as you said, the whole thing is pretty bipolar right now. Like what you said with the, you need to have war to get peace, and you need to, if you take away your guns that you use for protection, then you're going to be safe from other people who don't follow that law. I think that's absolutely correct.
Yeah, bipolar is a good term. I think schizophrenic describes it pretty well, too. And it's sad that they use incidents like 9/11 to do it as well, because the people are rightfully alarmed and rightfully concerned. The problem is they never let any crisis go to waste, and they take advantage of that for a political agenda, which is another tragic reality that we need to step back from and say, wait a minute, you know what, let's look at the test of time of what's worked and what hasn't and kind of start there. What's your favorite thing you've done in this good sheriff's class?
Sheriff Mack has inspired me to think more of, like, the purpose of government. I've done a lot of thinking about it, during his class, and I now know it's to protect the life, liberty, and the happiness of the people in the countries that the government is over. And they do that. What that does is it forms a more perfect union. And how it does it is by ensuring domestic tranquility, promoting the general welfare, establishing justice.
Promoting the general welfare is not really putting everybody on welfare, though, right?
No, not at all. Welfare is nothing like general welfare. They're completely different things.
All right, what's your favorite song? Do you have a favorite song?
My favorite song?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
How about telling everybody you're going to be an Oliver Twist next week?
Are you going to be an Oliver Twist? I love that. By the way, if you had 10 seconds, what would you tell the world?
If you want something to get done, just make it happen instead of just sitting around having other people do it.
Thank you so much, Alexis.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
backpack is more than just a bag, it's a statement. Whether you're a student or a professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman, Kirk Cosby, and the good sheriff, former sheriff, Richard Mack on your radio, CSPOA.org. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we've got student scholars on the radio. All right. We talked to Alexis. We talked to Meg. Now we're going to be chilling with Dylan. Hi, Dylan.
Hi.
Now, you start off by saying, hey, we got Incarceration Nation, huh?
Yes.
No, I don't want to be incarcerated. In fact, I've never been to jail. And it certainly doesn't sound like a fun thing to be involved in. But for some reason, we have the highest incarceration rate in the world, Dylan. What is up with that?
Well, they say the U.S. rate is 500 prisoners between every 100,000 residents. So about 1.6 million prisoners in about 2010. And the biggest problem is some of them aren't even American. It's a huge problem. Like, we have people from Pakistan, Mexico, Puerto Rico, Cuba, all different countries and places that have no affiliation with America whatsoever being held in jails that aren't even affiliated with their countries at all.
Now, forget the pretty pennies. That costs a very expensive quarter, doesn't it?
Yes, a lot. I think they pay over $1 billion every year with in money for prisoners all over the country.
In fact, it costs more money for someone to be in prison than to be free, right?
Yep.
All right.
And it's sad.
And part of the big problem, and one of the points you make in your presentation that I really think is worth discussing, is you say, hey, America needs to realize what's being done. And this points to the fact that we as people are not free. Punishment should be for things that endanger others, not to generate revenue. And I kind of think that's a pretty big distinction that most people don't really even think about, right?
Exactly. We allow ourselves to be practically manhandled by the government and their rules when we don't even realize what's going on because we don't pay attention. How are we going to defend ourselves against something we have no idea even exists?
Have you talked to the good sheriff about what the solution is? What do you say, Sheriff?
Well, Dylan, he's another one
like Meg and Alexis that could take over your show, take over my class. And last year, he had an amazing teacher, and I think I'm safe to say that, Dylan, who was your favorite teacher last year?
Mr. Wolverton. He's our other
And Sam, you know Joe Wolverton?
Of course. Joe and I are good friends. He's an attorney at law. He's a well-known educator as well.
Yep.
In fact, he's had the opportunity to speak at some of our CSPOA presentations.
And Dylan, why don't you tell everybody who you think should run for president?
Sheriff Mack.
And?
Mr. Wolverton.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be a team, Sam?
Hey, Dylan, I was thinking we ought to put Sheriff Richard Mack and David A. Clark Jr. together.
I think that'd be an interesting.
It would be very fascinating. In fact, I think that was Kirk Cosby's suggestion to do that. In that way that, you know, we would basically take this nation back. What do we do, though? We can't just let the thugs on the streets, can we, Dylan? I mean, come on.
Of course. I mean, regulation has its limits, and I feel that the federal government has taken that into a whole new form of power that they feel that they have control over, when in reality they don't. And we allow ourselves to be blindsided by this, because we don't know. We have no idea what's going on and no idea what's happening around us, because either the media distorts what's going on and makes it seem like it's some form of racial fight or discrimination against something, when in reality it's actually the government itself that's regulating all this.
One of the real informative things to do is think about and discuss why people are in prison. You know, certainly incredibly violent people maybe need to be locked away. Those who would, you know, attack children or sexual kind of crimes maybe. But for the most part, I don't know that people need to be in prison, really. I don't think that it really helps. In fact, it just means we have to all fund their life when most of them could work. Most of them could be with their families. The best help they're going to get would be from good friends and family on the outside. Most people that go in end up becoming a hardened criminal and actually learn the trick of their trades in the joint, right?
Of course. And I think one of the biggest factors that go into imprisonment is drugs. And we, people doing marijuana, medical marijuana even, they don't learn how to regulate. And I think that's one of the problems. We have no one telling us how to regulate our flow of incoming drugs and paraphernalia that comes into this country, and we waste so much time trying to catch the people in the state that have this problem instead of trying to catch the people who are allowing it to come in the first place.
In other words, because of revenue, we're just basically taking the small guy down, but we tend to leave the big guys alone and the drug trade channels, if you will. We tend to somehow not really strike at hard enough.
Of course, exactly.
All right. Have you ever been to prison?
No.
All right, that's good. I'm just making sure because, you know, I went to jail one time, actually, though. I visited Joseph Smith Jr.'s. He went to Liberty Jail back in the day, in the, 1800s or whatever. And so I actually went in that jail. So I guess I have been to jail, if you want to get technical. See what I'm saying?
Well, I have a lot of times because I've taken a lot of people there, but... And I ran my own jail.
How was it to run a jail, Sheriff? Did you find that most people should be locked up?
No, I found quite the contrary, and I totally agree with Dylan's thesis on this issue, that we far exceed the need to incarcerate people in this country. We're supposed to be the freest country in the world, but per capita we're the most incarcerating, just as Dylan pointed out. And I thought Dylan's topic was really solid, and he came up with it on his own. And it is a real issue in America, and I will especially add emphasis to it and highlight one area, and that is all the people that go to jail because of the IRS.
Taxes,
And other bureaucrats in this country that put people in jail without any necessity whatsoever. I mean, if somebody really owed more money, leave them out and have them pay their taxes back. But putting them in prison destroys the taxation refund from the taxpayer because they're no longer able to do it,
and it puts people in prison that everybody else has to pay for. Just as
and it divides families unnecessarily, and then it gets them in the environment to become trained, hardened criminals as well. Hey, Dylan, are you? What do you think about Joe Arpaio's jail, where he has everybody in pink underwear, living in a hotter than Hades tent, and eating bologna sandwiches? What do you say to that?
I mean, I have no real opinion on what he's doing. I don't know what he's going through. I don't know what these people have done. I have no idea what they're doing. I mean, of course, I'm pretty sure half of them don't need to be there.
Well, and I think that's the poignant point. If they're going to be there, we might want to make it tough. I agree with Joe Arpaio on that. The question, though, is, hey, most of them shouldn't be there at all. And it's fascinating to me. We have a catch-and-release program with the most hardened criminals, but the others seem to end up just staying there on petty reasons.
Exactly.
All right. What's your favorite song, Dylan? You got a favorite song?
No, probably something by Hinder.
All right. Do you know who that is, Richard? Hinder?
No.
All right, who's Hinder, Dylan?
He's an old soft rock music musician.
All right, a little different than Jimi Hendrix then.
Yeah.
All right, just making sure. Now, what's been the favorite thing you've learned in the Good Sheriff's class?
Actually, I think just learning this class altogether is just an adventure. Every time we go into his class, everyone's excited to go in because everyone knows that something else is going to happen and it's not going to be the same thing as the day before. It's never the same. It's always some form of adventure or expansion of your mind to allow it to release itself and use your imagination. I think it's just all great altogether.
And with many cops, you got to walk on eggshells. With this cop, you got to walk on the snow, huh?
Exactly.
That's kind of cool. Better than eggshells, I'm telling you that right now. If you could tell America anything, Dylan, in the world, what would you say?
Stop fighting the war that's outside of our country. Stop fighting the war that's within our country and ourselves and our government.
All right. One of the things I'd say to your topic is break the chains, right? Set me free, baby. That's what we got to have, right?
Exactly.
All right. Do you think we can put some education together and teach people not to go to jail? That's one of the things that I really think could make a difference for people is if they don't go to jail in the first place, but they get in some kind of a training program to learn how to deal with life. Many of the people that go to jail just haven't been taught how to cope in the real world, and therefore they fail and go to jail, and then it just repeats itself. The answer is opportunity and education. All right, Dylan, thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you.
Punishment should be for things that endanger others, not to generate revenue. One of the most poignant points made on the topic. Thank you, Dylan. Back in a flash, ladies and gentlemen, another scholar on your radio in mere seconds. Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live. Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, Sheriff Richard Mack, all on your radio. I don't know if I ought to do this. Think I should do it? All right, let's just bust out and play this song, shall we?
Like a tale about my baby.
Oh, all right. The song's Gloria. Remember this song, Sheriff?
Sam, I've brought up that song several times in class.
All right, Gloria is the next caller on the radio. Have you heard this song, or do you just hear old people talk about it, Gloria?
I've heard it a couple times from my grandparents.
All right. Well, man, now you're telling me I'm old. Is that what you just said?
She said no. I am.
All right. Anyway, Gloria, Gloria is the song. Van Morrison, well-known 60s pop star. See?
Leave it to Gloria to make me feel old today.
All right, getting down to business. Gloria had a very serious topic. You're saying the Constitution still matters?
Yes, sir.
Do you know that you're on opposite ends with Time Magazine? Time Magazine doesn't think it matters. They think it's just worthless.
Yeah, I realized that in my research when I was working on my project.
And what do you say to Time Magazine? You ought to write a letter to the editor. In fact, you ought to turn your presentation in as a letter to the editor of Time Magazine and say, you people are off your rocker.
Yeah, I probably should.
All right. Tell me why you say that, though.
I say the Constitution still matters because I feel as if there was no Constitution, I feel like we're already crashing, but we would crash way more than we are today.
Why do you think we're crashing, though? Hold on. If we have the Constitution, you know, and it is the supreme law of the land, why would we be crashing, though? I mean, hey, if that's the key and we've got it, what's the disconnect here?
I think it's because not everyone still believes that they have those rights that are in the Constitution.
All right. You bring up an important point. And one of the things that I like the most about what you said was this. Does the Constitution still matter? It must be written in our hearts. And I'm telling you, if that's not the most insightful tidbit or nugget of valuable information that we could take away from this topic, I don't know what is. Sheriff, it doesn't matter what kind of piece of paper. It doesn't matter if somebody says it's the law. None of those things matter. If it's not written in the hearts of Americans, it's dead. And if it is, it's as live as could be, Sheriff.
Well, that's what we've been talking about in class for the entire semester. And Gloria is really intelligent. She knows everything about this. And probably of all the one-liners in all the oral reports that 120 scholars in our class gave, that was probably the one line that I loved the most, that I thought was the most penetrating. And, you know, she's looked at the research, she's looked around our country, and she's looked at politicians, and she came up with this because of the destruction, as she mentioned, to our Constitution and to our society. And plain and simply, it's because we have strayed away from the Constitution, and if we continue to do so, as she knows, that our America will be completely destroyed from within. And so, man, I sure wish we had thousands of more scholars and students just like Gloria.
Because I think, you know, if it's written in our hearts, it means it's going to govern our actions, Gloria.
Mm-hmm. I think that makes a lot of sense, being that if it is written in our hearts, then people still understand that. Even though, you know, people might tell you that you don't have those rights, then you'll still understand that you still do, you know?
And where do our rights come from, Gloria?
Our rights come from God.
The author of liberty, yeah. Nature's God, as the Declaration of Independence says. By the way, one of the things we always hear, this phrase that says, follow your heart, Gloria. You ever heard of that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you had the Constitution written in your heart and then you were to follow your heart, what would happen?
Then you would be doing everything right, I believe, because the Constitution doesn't say anything wrong.
Yeah, you'd be following your heart. You'd be following the Constitution. We would be protecting life, liberty, and property. We would be promoting God, family. We would be doing all those things that created, when we followed it, the freest nation, providing more freedom to more people in the history of the world than any other nation, bar none.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still the greatest nation on the earth. What's your favorite song, Gloria? Is it Gloria? It's not really, is it?
My favorite song is a song that I always listen to with my grandma, and it's by Michael Jackson. It's called We've Been Loving You, and that's our favorite song.
Yeah, that's a good song, because you know what? Like the Black Eyed Peas say, where's the love, y'all? That's one thing we need in America. We need to follow our hearts, and we need our hearts to be full of love, not only for God, but for those around us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's absolutely one of the big keys to America. Also, what's the funnest thing you've done in the Good Sheriff's class?
The funnest thing I think we've done in Sheriff Mack's class is the ice project, and it's where we had to walk on the ice to see how the American troops felt when they walked through the snow without any shoes or socks and barely any clothing.
What's your favorite founder?
My favorite founder is Patrick Henry, just because I read his speech and I thought it was a really amazing speech.
Are you for the give me liberty or give me death idea?
Yeah, I am. I think it's a wonderful thing to follow.
And that's kind of one other point to make. Not only do we need the Constitution written in our hearts, not only do we need to follow our heart, but one thing we need to do is, like Patrick Henry, we need to stand up for something. Mm-hmm. That's one thing I think missing in America today also.
Yeah.
All right. Most people don't get this chance, Gloria. Do you have a question for me?
I don't think so.
You didn't even ask me what my favorite song was, for crying out loud.
Oh, well, what's your favorite song?
Gloria. No, I'm just teasing. All right, one of my favorite songs is a Christmas song. It's Mary, Did You Know?
Oh, yeah, I really like that song, too.
Because I really believe in the lyrics. I really think that it has something to say. I think the tune is very enchanting. I really, really like that song. I like a lot of music, though, and that's kind of why I bring up music, because I play a lot of music. I am kind of in the DJ realm or whatever. I could pull up a song to chat about just anything. I could have pulled up a Bob Dylan song for Dylan, too, like You Gotta Serve Somebody kind of thing. See what I mean? I can come up with a song for just about anything.
Yeah, I never do that, awesome. Do I, Gloria?
No.
Does the Good Sheriff come up with all kinds of songs?
Well, I mean, yeah, for people's names, pretty good.
All right, what did you think of all the other students' presentations? Did you like them? You think they worked hard?
No, I really liked all my classmates' presentations. I think they were pretty good.
All right, now, the Good Sheriff would tell you that he gives you a presentation every day, but I think one of the things that you guys ought to do is you ought to challenge him to a presentation, and you guys as a class would pick the topic.
Yeah, that would be a good...
What do you think of that, Good Sheriff? They could pick the topic, and you could have to study it and write it up and present it.
Okay, yeah, that's a good idea.
And what would they gain from it? First off, they'd have to work together as a team to come up with a topic.
Yeah.
And then they would be able to learn from you about that topic, see?
Hey, I like that.
That's kind of the idea.
Forget that, Gloria.
Yeah.
All right. Does the Constitution still matter? Of course it does. It must be written in our hearts. And I really think of all the different things we could say about restoring the Republic, about going back to our roots or taking America back or whatever term you want to use. You know what? If we could somehow get that written in our hearts. And I believe this, Gloria. The only way that's going to really be done is if moms and dads teach their children that in their home.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I appreciate Richard Mack and his classes, and that's wonderful. But you know what? It's going to have to really start in the home, in the family, in the fundamental unit of society. And then it's going to start, and then it's going to grow from there. Because really, society is nothing more than a bunch of families hooked together, right? Into a group.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so it kind of starts there. All right, if you could tell the world anything, what would you tell them?
I would tell the world that the Constitution still matters, obviously, and just know that if it's in your heart, then that's all that matters.
You got it. Thank you, Gloria.
You're welcome.
All right, Sheriff, we got a minute left before the end of the hour, and I just want to kind of ask you this. Do we have a youth CSPOA contingent? What we got to do is get the young ones involved in the CSPOA. That's what we've got to do next, right?
Well, we probably do. And these scholars that have been on your radio show today and the next four have proven that. And they give me a lot of hope, and they've taught me so much. Gloria is the epitome of a great student and a great person. Has a great mother, and she's involved in everything, and she's very respectful, and she is absolutely a joy to have in class. And I think if we could spread these students around the country, and as a matter of fact, I think I'm going to use a lot of their work to write my next book. And Gloria's heartfelt wisdom should be shared with the nation, and that's what I want to do with the next book. These scholars have so inspired me, so inspired me.
Ladies and gentlemen, would like to thank Meg, Alexis, Dylan, and Gloria for their insightful comments. Punishment should be for things that endanger others, not generate revenue. America needs to wake up and realize what's being done to us and stop it. We can't give up liberty for safety, and we do need to have the Constitution written in our hearts. Thank all of you for your fantastic work. 1 hour in the can, second hour coming up in mere seconds. LibertyRoundtable.com for you to share the broadcast archives with your loved ones and more. And we declare this nation shall endure.